Please come sit down. You come a little in front, a little bit. शिवाय शांताय कर्णत्रहीतवे निवेदयामि चात्मानं गतिस्थं परमेश्वर ॐ नमः शिवाय। टुनाइट इज ए वेरी ऑस्पिशियस नाइट, शिवरात्रि, द स्प्रिंग फेस्टिवल ऑफ शिव. According to Hindu Trinity, Brahma is the creator, Vishnu is the preserver, sustainer, Shiva is the destroyer. Sometimes the Western people misunderstand, why does God destroy? God should always create. No, it will not work that way. If all people are continually born and no, there is no death, this world would be hopeless. This whole world would be full of retirement, old homes and nursing homes. It would be a horrible place. Could you imagine? Billions of old people are moving around. We need recycling. So Shiva takes a very good position, destroy. Destroy, what does he destroy? That's the question. Shiva has many names. Shiva means auspicious. When we say Om Namah Shivaya, do you know what Nama means? Namama, not I, thou. That is the real meaning of Nama. Shiva means the auspicious one. Shiva has another name called Ashutosh. Ashu means promptly. Tosh means contentment. Who is contented very quickly? Patram pushpam, if you put a little flower or a little water or a little milk, whatever you put, give to him, he is happy. He has no demand. Whatever devotees give, he accepts. Ashutosh. And another name is Bharada. He is expert in giving boons to the devotees. Another name of Shiva is Mahadeva, the great God. As I said, among the Hindu Trinity, Shiva has a very special position. Shiva. Shiva, among all gods, Shiva's renunciation is superb. Shiva is the, all monks worship Lord Shiva, so that we can have that kind of renunciation. Shiva is worshipped by the married women, unmarried women, both. Why? All unmarried women want Shiva to be their husband because he is so devoted to his wife. He is henpecked. I remember once in Hollywood I told a story that Jejon Durga Durga bole pathe chole jay Shiva haste Shiva shulopani rokkha karen tai. The person who repeats the name of Durga 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 Shiva cannot stay in the shrine. He follows with a trident to protect that person because that person chanted his wife's name. So he's very loving to his wife. We have the concept Ardha Narishvara, half Shiva, half Parvati. How much he has love for his wife. So all married women, unmarried women want to worship Shiva. They will fast whole day in India so that they can have a husband like Shiva. And married women also wants to worship Shiva. Do you know why? Because they will never be widow. They are afraid to be widow. So if I have a husband like Shiva, so I shall never be widow. That is the so the Hindu women, married women, they practice Ananta Chaturdashi Vratam so that their husband will be immortal. Shiva is worshipped by the hunters, warriors, brave. He gives weapons. How does the Shiva Puja in the spring festival begin? The story goes, once a hunter went for hunting and it was evening, he could not find the way out from the forest, so he was stuck. He was afraid, but because that forest was full of ferocious animals, he climbed up a tree and shivering, it was cold. Shivaratri is the last day of the winter in India. Then spring begins. So, on the Shivaratri night, he was shivering with cold. At that time, and he did not eat whole day. Tears came from his eyes, and his body was moving. So from the tree, some leaves fell. There was a Shiva Lingam at the bottom of the tree. So these leaves fell on the Lingam, and tears came from his eyes. So he had the vision of Shiva. Shiva appeared before him and gave him boon. That is the origin of the Shivaratri Vratokatha, spring festival of Shiva. In the Shiva Purana, we find the glory of the Shiva. Similarly, in the Vishnu Purana, we see the glory of Vishnu. So, among the two gods, who is the greatest? Sri Ramakrishna told a funny story. That's a story, there is follower of Shiva and follower of Vishnu, they had a debate, who is great? So, Padmalochan, the great Vedantist, he asked the follower of Shiva, have you seen Shiva? No, sir. Your father? No. Your grandfather? No. Then how do you know who is Shiva? How great is he? Then he asked the Vishnu's follower, have you seen Vishnu? No, sir. Your father? No. Your grandfather? No. Then how do you know Vishnu is the greatest? But the devotees of Shiva tries to make their God greatest. Same, the devotee of Krishna, Vishnu, tries to make their God greatest. It is not the all gods are the same. Then he says, in the Bhagavatam there is a story. Vrittasura. He worshipped Shiva. Shiva asked, give me a boon. Lord, may I be immortal? That boon nobody can give. Every human being must be mortal. Ask some other boon. But let me give a boon on whose head I shall put my hand, that head will immediately disappear, will vanish. All right. Tathastu, let it be. So what happened? That Asura wanted to experiment on Shiva. Let me put my hand on your head. Shiva started to run. Because whatever comes from the lips of God, that must be true. So Shiva ran, and Vishnu found that, what is the matter? Shiva is in deep trouble. I must give protection to Vishnu, to Shiva. So Vishnu appeared before this demon and said, hello, why are you running so fast? Well, Lord Shiva gave me a boon. I want to experiment on him. Bole, really? You want to do experiment on him? Yes. Hare, do you believe Shiva? His body is besmeared with ashes. He lives in cremation ground. His followers are all ghosts and hobgoblins. And he smokes marijuana. And do you trust such a person? Shame on you. Vishnu took a very beautiful young teenager forms, you know, and overwhelmed him. When you see a nice, good-looking boy or a girl, you know, immediately compassion comes. So Shiva immediately says, then the demon says, I think Bikasura, that says, all right, whether Shiva told you the truth or not, why don't you experiment on yourself? He put his hand, boom! Immediately he is dead. So that is a beautiful story in the Bhagavatam. Shiva. In the Shiva Mahimna Stotram, that is the best stotra, hymn, has ever been composed. It has also, I think, 44 verses. I remember when we was in training center, we used to recite. Trisankam yoga pushputi matam vaishnavamiti Pravinne prasthane paramidamada paitamiti cham Ruchi nam vaichitra trijukuchilo nana patajusham Nina meko gamya samasi paisam arnavayivam Swami Vivekananda recited this verse in the Parliament of Religions in Chicago in 1893. Different rivers originate from different places and they have different names. When they meet the ocean, they forget their forms, they forget their names. So, O Lord, different people call you by different names, but you are the same one, same God. According to the taste, people call God, Allah, God, Shiva, Vishnu, Krishna, Rama, Jehovah, all these different names, but which belongs to the same God. I remember once I was interviewed, a Catholic asked me, Swami, is Hindu God, Christian God, Muslim God, Jewish God, are gods different? I answered, when the sun rises, can you say that is the Hindu sun, Christian sun, Jewish sun, Muslim sun? Can you put any stamp on the sun? Similarly, God is one. He has various names. Sri Ramakrishna was practiced sadhana in Dakshineshwar. One day he went to the Shiva temple and holding the image, he recited this hymn, one of the verses of Shiva Mahimna Stotram. Asito girisamam syat kujjalam sindhu patre suraturu varashaka likhuni patramurvi likhuti yadi grihitva sarada sarvakalam tadapitav gunanam isha param nayati. What a beautiful idea. If the vast Himalayan mountain is the ink, the ocean is the ink pot, the celestial tree in heaven is the pen, and this whole universe is the paper, and in the goddess of learning writes eternally, still your glory will not be entered, O Lord. What a concept of the vastness of the Lord Shiva. So embracing Lord Shiva, Sri Ramakrishna was crying and praying. The temple guards came, they are thinking that the young priest had become crazy. And they are thinking, hey, so grabbed him, throw him away, otherwise he will jump on Shiva's shoulder. Then Mothur came and was giving protection. to Sri Ramakrishna. Then when he came back to his normal stage, he said, Muthu, did I do anything wrong? No, father, you did right. And he told his bodyguards and the temple people, if you touch his body, you will be beheaded. He threatened them. Shiva. When Sri Ramakrishna had cancer, Holy Mother went to Tarakeshwar Shiva to have a boon so that she can get back the life of Sri Ramakrishna, her husband. So, a couple of nights, she was fasting, drinking only a little water, Charanamrita, and praying. At night time, she was a little drowsy. All of a sudden, she heard some noise. Somebody was breaking some pots and pans. At that time, she was shaken up. What? All of a sudden, that highest knowledge dawned in the mother's mind. Who is husband? Who is wife? What is this world? In this way, boom, all attachment disappeared. When Holy Mother came to Kashipur Garden House, Sri Ramakrishna asked, what, did you get any medicine from Lord Shiva? He knew that it will not work. Swami Vivekananda went to Amarnath in Kashmir, that famous pilgrimage. There Lord Shiva gave him a boon, Ichchamritu. You will die whenever you wish. The death is under your full control. That boon Swami Vivekananda get from Amarnath Shiva. I went there in 1977. Shiva, in the Ramayana we find Ravana is a great devotee of Shiva. He used to worship Shiva every day. He was protected by Shiva. Then when Rama attacked, then she became mad at Shiva. But anyhow, because his time came to depart from this world, we find Shiva in the Ramayana, quite a bit of Shiva's glory we find. Same thing we find the glory of Shiva in the Mahabharata, the other great epic. There we find Arjuna went to practice austerity and got Pashupat Astra. Pashupat is the weapon that when Yudhishthira was asking that how many days will it take to kill 11 million people? Well, 1 minute. I have Pashupat. If I throw Pashupat, all people will die instantly. But I cannot throw that weapon. You see, anyhow, we find all the glories of Shiva in our scriptures. And I shall tell you another story about Shiva. The origin of that hymn of Shiva Mahimna Stotra. The princess of Kashi, Banaras, was a great devotee of Shiva. And she had a flower garden, but some days she did not get any flower. So she complained to her father, somebody is stealing my flower, I cannot worship Lord Shiva. Her father, the king, said, what? Who is stealing your flower? Put guards all around. So all guards are protecting this garden. They found at 3 o'clock a person, a Gandharva. Gandharva means he is neither god nor man, in between, celestial being. A Gandharva came and picking flowers. So when they tried to catch him, he disappeared. Nobody could catch him. So the king was in trouble. What? You cannot catch that person? No. Then the minister gave an advice. We can catch that person only in one way. But how? Spread the garden path with billopatra. Offered flowers and bell leaves all over the garden path. Then what will happen? It happened. The moment Gandharva came, he walked over that offered flowers and leaves and lost the power to disappear. And he was caught. He was arrested. So he was in the prison of the king. And sitting there, he composed this hymn. That hymn is so beautiful. That 42, 44 verses he composed. Another verse I shall recite to you. Krishapurinati chita klesha vaisam kvachedam kvachatabhugunasema ollanghini shvashvadriti iti chokitamamandi krittamam bhakti radhan varada charnayoste vaikya pushpu paharam. O Lord, where is your vast glory? And where is my puny intellect? And I want to glorify you. It does not sound good to me. But Lord, do you know what is my problem? My problem is you keep a little devotion in my heart. The devotion is forcing me to glorify you. I am helpless. My intellect is insufficient to glorify you, but my heart is pumping me with devotion to glorify you. So I am helpless. Lord, please forgive me. That hymn. Tabatattam najaname kidrishobi maheshara jadrishobi mahadeva tadrishaya namo namo. Oh Lord, I do not know who you are. Whatever you are, I bow down to you. So that is the glory of this Lord Shiva. So the moment he sang this hymn, he again regained the power and disappeared from the prison. So name of that Gandharva is called Pushpadanta. Pushpadanta composed that famous hymn of Shivam Vahimna Stotram, the great glory of Lord Shiva. We have a translation here in our place here, Swami Pavitrananda ji translated. You can read it. It is a beautiful hymn. Bas, I told you, generally every year I request me, Swami, please come tell us some stories of Shiva during Shivaratri. So I told you a few stories, please. It is a very auspicious night. And Shiva's another name is Shankara. Do you know what Shankara means? Sham karoti iti Shankara. The person who calms the mind, who brings peace of mind, he is Shankara. Shankara, Shankara, Mahadeva. As I told you, Shiva has many names. One name is Shankara. There are many stories in the Purana that if you perform any sacrifice without the blessing of Shiva, your sacrifice will not be fulfilled. Shiva's father-in-law, Daksha, tried to perform sacrifice without Shiva. That sacrifice was destroyed. And Shuti gave up her body. That is a beautiful story from the Purana. Swami, perhaps you have seen the concept that bhashma we put it on our head on the Shivaratri. Swamiji one day was in the Himalayas. He was watching that people are putting some firewood on the back of the bulls and they are coming down. Seeing that picture, do you know what he saw? Hey, that is the origin of the Shiva worship. Shiva's carrier is the bull, and that wood is the used for the firewood for the sacrifice. That is the bhashma. You see, the Western people started to distort this concept of Shivalingam and the Vishnulingam, Vishnu emblem. They say that the Hindus do the phallic worship, Linga Puja. Swamiji, there was a big conference in 1900 in Paris. Swami Vivekananda gave a talk. Do you know what did Swamiji say? But Shivalinga, they will say that is the symbol of the male, and the Vishnu Lingam is the symbol of women. It is a phallic worship. Aboriginal, they are trying to put down all these Hindus' ideas. Swamiji said, please wait. Is Shivalingam, this concept is in the Vedas. They call it Jupukashto. Jupukashto means in front of the deity, there is a wood. You will find where they do the animal sacrifice. Sacrifice means if you really want to realize God, you will have to sacrifice yourself. What will you sacrifice? Ego. That is the symbol. And later on, that concept of the Shiva worship came to the Hindu tradition. This Shivalingam, Vishnu Lingam, which is called Shalagram Shila, you would see sort of opening, a little like a mouth. It is like a, you know, like a female body. So what they see, Swamiji said, do you know how that concept came? This concept came from Buddhism. If any arhat means illumined souls of Buddhism, when they would die, they would put their bodies in a cave. And in that cave, there are many small pebbles, stones. So getting touch with these holy bones, holy things, those rocks become holy. So people started to take that rock and just started to worship. That is the concept came. So it is, you know, people do not understand that the Linga Puja means it is a phallic worship, you know, it is the same worship of sex organ. It is wrong. Swamiji gave a long talk. If you read Swami Vivekananda's life, you will find it, how Swamiji defended this concept. Then, worship another thing. That Vishnu. I remember once I was bathing in Allahabad, where the Ganges and Yamuna meet. They call it Sangam. So I was bathing there, and one monk was with me. He was telling me, do you know this Lingam, Vishnu, a Shalagram Shila? Those Shalagram Shila are actually the big pieces of rocks which breaks from the Himalayas and is carried away by these rivers for thousands of years. These rocks hit each other and all the sharp edges become smooth and they become very polished. If you see this Lingam, it is so soft, so well shaped and so plain, smooth. Do you know what that monk told me? He told me that stay in the Ramakrishna order. You have ego, I have ego. I shall punch you punch me. In this way, through friction, our egos will be smoothened out and we will be worshipped like Vishnu, like God. He gave a beautiful illustration. You push me, I shall push you. So through friction, say thousands of years, this ill-shaped, sharp, bad rocks becomes the Vishnu Lingam that is called Shalagram Shila. So whole problem is the ego. If you really want to love God, shun your ego. That Swamiji told Sister Nivedita, worship Shiva. Thank you. Good day. Parvati Patave Hara 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 H Om Trimbake Yajamaye Sugandhim Pushti Vardhanam Urvarukameva Vandhan Mittor Mukshi Amamritatam Yate Rudra Shiva Tanura Gora Papa Kashini Tayanastanuba Shantamaya Girishanta Obichakashi Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Bass.